This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's number one eviction firm is being sued. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the group helps quickly evict tenants who are late on rent.
In August, a class action lawsuit was filed against Cheddar Sulzer PC, a law firm. The complaint argues Cheddar Sulzer included attorney fees and late fees in eviction notices. However, failure to pay either is not a legal reason to evict a renter. The lawsuit claims the practice was deceitful and violated recently passed renter protections. Cheddar plans to aggressively defend itself against the allegations and says it acted appropriately. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A Western Slope solar project has won approval after it was initially rejected by local officials in Delta County. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Guzman Energy, a Denver-based power company, initially proposed the project near Delta, Colorado. It was big, about 400 football fields of solar panels. And even though the company promised local farmers would run sheep in the area, county commissioners weren't persuaded and worried it'd take space from traditional agriculture. The company revised the plan to add more irrigation and landscaping, and commissioners flipped, approving it in a meeting Tuesday. Advocates say the plan could be a model for combining solar and food production. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A local gun rights group is expanding their court battle over gun ordinances passed in the wake of the Uvalde and King Soopers shootings. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners has filed multiple lawsuits against Louisville, the city of Boulder, and Boulder County over recently passed gun ordinances. The regulations were passed earlier this summer and focus on semi-automatic rifles and standard capacity magazines. The gun rights group already has a pending lawsuit against Superior. And they're also considering legal action against Lafayette. This is CPR News. In Denver, it's 62 degrees. Grand Junction, 65. It's 7:06.